president casts his vote. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden in his home state of Delaware Saturday, where he cast an early vote in this year's midterm elections. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
First Lady Jill Biden is in New Hampshire, another battleground state. She heads to New York to the friendly confines of Westchester County, Manhattan, and parts of Long Island. Her husband will remain in Delaware. President Biden's former press secretary, Jen Psaki, says if these midterm elections are a referendum on the president, Democrats will lose.
Republican candidates leading in the polls include Georgia Senate candidate Herschel Walker and Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake. Meanwhile, Ohio Republican Congressman Steve Chabot, who is running for re-election, denouncing the attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband at their San Francisco home.
This is outrageous. We put out a condemnation of this and also hope that Mr. Pelosi will recover as quickly as possible. But this is inexcusable, and this person ought to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Representative Chabot on Fox News Live. The suspect, 42-year-old David DePappy, is expected to be arraigned on Tuesday and will face charges of attempted homicide, elder abuse, and burglary. The death toll in the Halloween parade stampede in Seoul, South Korea, now stands at 151. Fox's Kitty Logan reports.
A large crowd pushed onto a narrow street. Now, this all happened during a Halloween event in the capital, Seoul. It's a very busy area of the city where this stampede occurred. There were a lot of young people out on the streets. Reports of perhaps up to 100,000 people were out and about in the area at the time. Hundreds of emergency workers rushing to the scene to try to treat the injured. Desperately sad scenes of people giving CPR.
Most of the injuries occurring in a small alley near the popular party spot, the Hamilton Hotel. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Questions surrounding whether Twitter's new owner will install new policies on election information. Fox's Ann Carrick reports.
Pivotal elections in Brazil and the United States are putting pressure on Elon Musk and his promise to relax content moderation on Twitter to stop the flow of misinformation. Disinformation experts say a torrent of misinformation already is hitting voters in both countries, adding if Musk makes good on his promise, the torrent could become a flood. Musk says a new committee will review the platform's policies before any changes are made.
Musk already firing the executive in charge of content moderation. A huge parade celebrating 20 years of gay pride happening in Taiwan Saturday. Fox's Shayna Estelin has more.
The rainy weather didn't stop 120,000 people from taking to the streets of Taipei to celebrate the LGBTQ community this weekend, a celebration that started in 2003 with just 700 people gathering in a park wearing masks so they wouldn't be stigmatized. It's now become the largest pride march in the region, in contrast to neighboring China, which is cracking down on that community. Taiwan became the first place in Asia to legalize same-sex marriage in 2019. It's considered one of the most LGBTQ-friendly places in all of Asia.
NASA scientists report a potentially dangerous asteroid is expected to run past Earth in just a few days.
It's officially called 2022 RM4, and it's a big asteroid with an estimated diameter of up to 2,400 feet. It should pass by Earth this coming Tuesday at about 1.5 million miles at its closest point, or a bit less than 6 times the distance from the Earth to the Moon, moving at a bit over 52,000 miles an hour, all according to Live Science. Anything within 4.6 million miles of Earth is classified as a potentially hazardous asteroid.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.